We are learning Shmiras Haloshin Shar HaTorah in Perek Ches. In the beginning of the Perek, in the Haggah, in the gloss, should be many additions in the bottom part of the page. And before we read the words inside, just as a little introduction as to what the Chofetz Chaim will be discussing here, is that of reality. If a person was offered two jobs, one job where a person would have a definite gain, or one job where there might be a possible gain, it's more of a no-brainer. Which one should he try to choose? The one job that he will definitely be successful and make some good money in, as opposed to the suffix. And the point that he'll get to is that we have to be honest with ourselves. Do we really believe in our everyday life, Chofetz Chaim will ask us, that the Torah and the mitzvahs are as important as we learn about that they are? And if they are that important, then we have to make sure that our actions in our everyday life follow suit in that regard. And he'll explain in his own words. The truth is, how much do we have to be embarrassed? Because if two different job opportunities are in front of a person, and if a person will take one of them, he will obviously have to leave one. He can only be one place at a time. So a person will speak to his financial advisor. Person will have to see which job is more beneficial to take and which job is the one he will leave behind. Of course, he will leave behind the occupation, which is a doubt. Maybe he'll get it, maybe he won't get it, as opposed to the one which is a vaday, a definite. Makes sense? Because shekain imurak svek sveik, even more so, if it's just a doubt of a doubt, if he'll get something, and there is a vaday, a definite for sure, that he will get something, of course, you take the vaday. You take the one that's a definite. Gam yira b'hine pekicho eiza eizik toiv v'moyel yoyser, v'eiza eizik miskaim yoyser. Person will also want to choose in his calculation which one of these jobs is more lasting, or which is just for a short time, which is just for a few months, or which is for many years to come. Because even though one job might be better in the short term, the second job, the second position, is much more valuable in the long term. So what's better, to make quick money in 2-3 months, or and that's it, you don't have a job, or to have a job for 3 decades? And over the course of 3-4 decades, a person will make much, much more money than the 2-3 months. Of course, a person will choose to take the job that will last much longer. How much more so? How much more so if this second job not only will it last much longer, but it's much better for the person? Better hours, better environment, better for his stress level, emotionally. Next paragraph. V'ilu b'inyoni avodas Hashem v'inyoni ha'olam meisis hayetzer isonu. However, the Chofetz Chaim tells us that in regards to the everyday battle that the Yetzer Hara attacks us with, we have on one hand, well, I'll say in one corner, avodas Hashem. In another corner, we have mundane acquisitions. And we can obviously understand the mashal to the nimshal very clearly, very easily. where in the mashal, a person was faced with a quick fix. That's what this world is like, a quick fix. Make a quick buck, but that's about it. As opposed to in the world to come, a person who learns Torah here in this world, we don't always see the results right away. But it's waiting for us in Olam Haba. He says, V'ilu b'inyoni avayis Hashem v'inyoni ha'ilam meizis ha'yitzar yisun, the Yitzhar attacks a person. Sh'naniach inyoni avayis Hashem, that a person will leave inyoni avayis Hashem shehu toiv, which is good, u'mayil ba'atzmusay yoyisi mikol inyoni ha'ilam. In regards to serving Hashem, which is good, and will help him for the future, even much more than all of the physical world, physical pleasures here in this world. As the Tana says in Perkei Avos and Mishnah Dalet Perek Yizayin, Yofe Shah Achas Ba'ilam Haba, one moment, Shah doesn't necessarily mean an hour. It could be a time, a moment. One Shah, one moment in the world to come is greater than anything here in this world. V'gam u'miskayim la'ad o'loidmei o'ilomim. And it also will last forever and ever. Masha'in kain, kol inyoni ha'olam shurak etzel oiver. As opposed to inyoni ha'olam, this physical world, it's like etzel oiver. It's here today and gone tomorrow, like the shadow of a person, passing shadow in this world. Now, we're all adults in this room. And many of us can say, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, some can say maybe many, many more years ago. If we look back and we think, wow, is that really 20 years ago? Well, it seemed like yesterday. If we think about it like that, was that 30 years ago? Was it really 30 years ago? Well, that's what a person's life is like. That's Olam Hazeh. As opposed to, imagine a person didn't have to change a light bulb in 30 years. That'd be great. Imagine that light bulb, like you could tell somebody, I put that in light bulb 30 years ago. I didn't change the batteries for 30 years. And then you think, wow, it's a long time.
All for it.
I'll make it 40 years, whatever you want, you know? So,
all for it.
40, yeah. So, the point is that we realize that this concept of something lasting a long time. This Olam Hazeh is Ketzel Oiver. The Chavetz Chaim is telling us which corner are we going to choose? The Ketzel Oiver? The Olam Hazeh? Or the Olam Haba? The Gama Toiva Nitzchis, Shalidei Avodah Hashem Yisbarach Uvadai. The Avodah, when the person serves Hashem, it's not only that it's everlasting. It's good. Asher ain't vaday k'moitzah. There's no definite, positive good like it. But the Yitzhahara has to do his job. He doesn't want us to listen, you should know. It's a very important point. A person has to realize, the Yitzhahara does not want us to listen to him. Sometimes a person thinks, Yitzhahara, he won this one, he's so happy. No, the Yitzhahara doesn't want us to listen. He has a job. Hashem created him, that he is there to attack us and to mace us and to encourage us not to do the right thing. Hashem v'adek ma'isa meisa ayitzahara. So the Yitzhahara persuades us. Shenaniach kol zev emnei svek sveika shaloylam hazeh. That we should leave the vaday for a svek sveika, for the doubt of all doubts of this world, which doesn't make any logical sense. V'zeh ma'a sh'onu oimrim vidoy. We just finished a sukkis. If we just finished a sukkis, that means we just finished the Yom Kippur. And we said in the Vidoy, Sarsi Meitshuva, Sarnu Mimitzvaisecha O Mimishvedecha Atoivim V'loi Shava Lanu. What does it mean, Sarnu Mimitzvaisecha O Mimishvedecha Atoivim V'loi Shava Lanu? That we have left your good laws and your rules that were nothing to us. They weren't worth anything. V'loi Shava Lanu. Referring to the Torah, referring to the Torah, the mitzvahs, the nitzchias. You know, I'll give you an example of Oilam Hazeh. They have these machines. You put a quarter, now there's 50 cents, maybe it's a dollar, no, I don't know. And there's this little hand that you can control. And the prizes are on the bottom of this, like, toy box.
Yeah.
And it looks so easy to get them. And the machine is rigged in such a way that you can get close enough to pick something up, and then you feel it. You feel the success. You know what you get? You get this pink stuffed animal which was full of someone's recycled newspapers. You know, if you're able to get it down the machine. And you pick it up, and you feel it's coming closer and closer. And as you get to the slot, it falls out. And you, oh, I'm almost there. You put it out and take another quarter. Before you realize, the person doesn't realize, it's $5. And there's nothing to show for it. And he comes, I was so close. And I just brought my children on this place in Chol HaMoed. And I was holding my little baby, and I watched this little child. Oh, this was a pella, this was amazing. You put the quarter in the machine. And the more raffle tickets you get, the more prizes, the bigger, better prizes you can acquire. So this little box has air blowing and tickets are flying around everywhere. Mm. So there are two sides. One side, you put your hand in the one end and you try to catch the tickets that are flying around. Another end, you put another hand in. It has to be two people. One person can't do that alone. So the little child who can barely, he has to climb up on the machine. He puts the quarters in, or the tokens. And I felt bad for him. I knew he's not going to come out with anything. So the mother, on the other end, runs around. And she sticks her hand in. And they're, I wish I had a camera to video this. And they're jumping around with their arms back and forth. And these tickets are like, you know, laughing at them like, you can't catch me. And I was thinking to myself, this is mamish the mosh of Oilam Hazeh. This is mamish. I said, I'm going to use this for a shir. And now I know. See, my children think that I brought them just for to enjoy themselves. So they went in the bumper cars, and their smiles, unbelievable. Everything's for Torah. So I had this opportunity to see how they're running after Oilam Hazeh, trying to get it. And that's what the mashal is, the nimshal is, that we don't realize it sometimes. We get caught up, and we think, oh, we'll get that. We get that ticket. It's so easy to get it. It's right there. Or we take that hand and we get that, all kind of, what kind of prizes? Of course, I'll move the mechanical arm around and I'll pick it up. And this doesn't work. The Yitzhar is laughing. It says, again, you fell for it. $5 on garbage, on nothing, emptiness. Garnish. You just made your wallet a little lighter. That's all you did. And if it was coins, you lost a lot of weight. That's what's going on over here. You have gone away, you turned away from the mitzvahs, which are good. You didn't value them. A person did not really value the mitzvahs of Hashem to make sure he fulfills the mitzvahs of Hashem properly. And what is the greatest mitzvah? It's Talmud Torah, it's Limud Torah, it's Achzakas Torah, it's supporting the Torah, the Harayish, the Chinu, it's a Vadiv Ne'asafik. And the proof is that we pushed aside the Vadai, the definite mitzvah, for the Safik, for the doubt. One who wants to save himself from this attack of the Yitzhara. Now here, we just discussed what takes place. In other words, imagine getting the answers to the test before you get the test. Who wouldn't want them? So here the Chafetz Chaim says, I'm giving you the answers to the test. They're right here in front of you. I'm telling you what the problem is. It's the Yitzhara blinds us, and he causes us to think that this Oilam Ha'Oiver, this Oilam which is here, Kitzel Oiver, which is here today and gone tomorrow, like this 30 years that are just gone, with a snap. How do we prevent ourselves? Yisboinein b'navshoi tomid. person should contemplate and think on a regular basis. That I want to mention, in this generation, it might be a shechiyonah to be made if we think. I don't mean anybody here necessarily, but the concept of thinking. I mean, with the Nike advertisers, just do it. We all know, by the way, that the Nike is a Greek god of sports. We all know this, right? And I tell my students, like, how'd you know that? Right? Well, that's, but even realize, Nike is a Greek god of sports, right? And other sports, Reebok, I think, is just elevate. I think that's their slogan.
It's kind of victory.
Right? Just.
Nike.
What? Not, no thought. What about thinking? What about thinking? What's the think about? He says, Yisboinein. The Navshay told me, think about the Yahshay Begoidal Noya Maschar. Shehite Lano Akadish Baruch Lover Mitzvah that Hashem gives because of Insvas. Think about the reward. How do we attack this Yitzhahara? Think about the reward that is lying in front of us, that is waiting for us. Kama Shikosav Agra, as the Gra tells us, Shulakach Borak Adish Baruch Vesa Ilam Hanitzchi Bechol HaHachonis HaMitzrachis Lazeh. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to come with everything that is ready, that everything is needed for it. For us, it's ready for us. Sheikhablu Shom Haschar Hato Avor Kiyum HaTayra Mitzvahis. In the Olam Haba, everything's prepared. You ever get to a person's house as a guest and you think, wow, these people, they are the ultimate hosts. Everything that a person could have thought of. I once went to a place. They had a whole little box with sewing equipment. I don't know, sew, but okay, it's nice anyway. Sewing equipment with a lint remover, with safety clips, whatever, maybe shoe polish. Everything from A to Z that a person might have thought of that he forgot, like, you know, oh, he left it back in the house. A little box. So when you come to the house, it's like your home. Anything you need, it's all ready for you. Na'ilam haba. It's all prepared for us. The reward is ready for us to take. Now this is a very important point. Hashem did not give us that reward here in this world. Why not? Because if a person would receive reward in Olam Hazeh, v'chol tanug of our mitzvah achas, and all of the enjoyment for even one mitzvah, lo yaspik zeh la tanug shemegiyah over lo yavur mitzvah. There is not enough in the world in Olam Hazeh to repay a person for even one mitzvah. Olam Hazeh does not have enough power built into it to repay a person for the fulfillment of even one mitzvah. And the person will focus on this day after day after day. There's no question. He'll become a zohir and a zoriz when it comes to doing mitzvahs. He definitely will not push aside the toiv anitzri, the ultimate good, the performance of mitzvahs, of limud haTorah, havadai, which is definite, nehasvek sveko shebeilam hazeh, because of the ultimate possible, maybe, if, could be doubt of olam hazeh, of this world. Have a nice day.